Now here we show a few more steps of how we can actually find the G, which is the transfer matrix from W to Z and Y, which we have already obtained in previous page. People sometimes get confused that when they calculate the transfer matrix G or the interconnection matrix G, they actually get the G as a function of K. The reason is that because when they look at the loop, then always K is always in a loop, it's connected, so they get confused. And in fact, what we have shown here is that the control K is actually outside of the interconnection. So it's not should not be in contained in the interconnection matrix G. And G is in fact the transfer matrix from W to Z and Y. So it's better to do in such a way that is, first of all, what you're going to do is to take the K out or pull it out, as we've shown here in this block diagram. We actually just erase that part, control part, and then what we're going to do is a computer transfer function from W to Z and Y, and that's exactly the transfer matrix G, which is fairly easy to do. You will now, since the control K is not showing in the picture, it's obviously clear that you will not get a transfer matrix G in terms of function of K. And this should be the way to calculate all the interconnection matrix in every problem.